destination. These days she can't discern if she's moving towards something or away. Airline itineraries don't help. To go north, sometimes she must first travel west. And all the time she feels lost on arrival. When one home replaces another, does the body ever find rest? Accustomed to being just gone, she has forgotten the solid pain of being present, and at every gate her greeters wait for her absence. She likes it best in the air, going anywhere, the checkerboard pattern of the earth shifting slowly beneath her. North, east, south, and west, she would smash the compass glass if she could. How wonderful to be just leaving, always about to arrive. Finding home. In Santa Monica, she held a string of beads to her throat, and I told her the blue matched her eyes and the green her tattoo, that dragon etched into her foot. Years later, she wrote me long letters on cream paper in seasoned ink, telling of temptations, her pain, and of its escape. When I asked her to come home, when I tried to persuade the gold craggy coast out of her, she only said New Jersey had gone gray. She left behind our bare beaches for the sunlight that bleached her blonde hair and slept on someone's rooftop for a month, her face brightened by windburn, not sunshine. But she was steadfast about never coming back to the winter she left behind. And now that things have gone bad again, I can't reach across the broken bottle blackness between us to bring her home. California is no place for her to settle down, the bluest water still deep enough to drown in. Harvest. In the hour before dark, a woman sits on her front porch watching the geese head south. She can't endure their ritual departure much longer and feels on her porch swing unsafe, as if she's dangling and ready to fall. If she dreams tonight, it will be of apples, late in season, trees heavy with red fruit, too cumbersome for bent branches to cling to anymore. In the morning, the hard ground will be littered with them. And, if the air is right, she'll pack a bag and leave this town. She's not running, but winter is coming, and this year has been without tangible harvest. Maybe she'll drive far enough to find an orchard just in blossom, fruit not nearly ready to be picked, consumed. There, with the sound of wings overhead, she will find a place to start from. She wants to be more tree than fruit. She wants to bear the weight of each season and then be able to just let go.